Appendix Tsadi. 23 Skidoo. Linguists and etymologists have had much exercise for their not inconsiderable imaginations in attempting to account for this expression. Skidoo has been traced back to the older skedaddle, and thence to the Greek skadanoumi, to disperse hurriedly. The 23, naturally, has caused even more creative efforts by these gentry, since they are unaware of the secret teachings of magic. One theorist, noting that Sidney Carton in Dickens' Tale of Two Cities is the 23rd man guillotined in the final scene, a literary reference which Simon Moon, with his modernistic bias, overlooked, guessed that those playgoers who were eager to get out of the theatre before the crowd counted off the executions and skidooed towards the exits numbered 23. Another eminent scholar assumes that the expression has something to do with men hanging round the old Flatiron building on 23rd Street in New York City, a notoriously windy corner, to watch ladies' skirts raised by the breeze. When a cop came, they would skidoo. Others have mused inconclusively about the early telegraph operator's signal of 23, which means, roughly, stop transmitting. Clear the line, or to be crude, shut up. But nobody claims to know how telegraphers picked 23 to have this meaning. The mystery's real origin is a closely guarded secret of the justified ancients of Mamou, which Simon had not attained the rank to learn. Dillinger, however, had attained this rank, and uses the formula quite correctly in the bank robbery scene in the third trip. It was printed by Prater Perdurabo, Alistair Crowley, in The Book of Lies, privately published 1915, republished by Samuel Weiser, Inc., New York, 1970. The text of the spell makes up the totality of Chapter 23 in that curious little book, and it reads, 23. Skidoo. What man is at ease in his inn? Get out. Wide is the world and cold. Get out. Thou hast become an initiate. Get out. But thou canst not get out by the way thou camest in. The way out is the way. Get out. For out is love and wisdom and power. Get out. If thou hast tea already, first get you tea, then get O, and so at last get out. It's not permissible to explain this fully, but it may be stated guardedly that tea is the union of sex and death, tau, the rosy crucifixion. Ut is Ugita in the Upanishads, and O is the positive void. Fission Chips, like our other characters, was given a chance to peruse this manuscript before publication and correct any factual errors that may have crept in. Of this appendix, he said, I think my leg is being pulled again, chaps. I suspect that Crowley wrote that in 1915 as a joke on his readers, and you blokes found it and inserted a reference to a magic formula used by Dillinger in your story, just so you could then compose this appendix and explain it. Such scepticism, straining at a gnat and swallowing a camel, may be compared to the stance of the Bible fundamentalist who avers that Yahweh made the universe in 6 days in 4004 BC, but included fossils and other false leads to make it appear much older. One could equally assert that the cosmos appeared out of void 1 second ago, including us and our false memories of a longer duration here.